Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You'll have to forgive me. I am enjoying some libations this evening. I twisted my ankle, and so needless to say, I'm enjoying some nice whiskey on the rocks to help me get through the pain and suffering. That being as it may, I've got tonight a good story. I say that ahead of time, so if I stumble over some stuff while I read, you know why. Tonight I have another article written by Rotten Wildflower, who has been sent to me by many of you guys, by a couple of you ladies, and she's actually become a favorite of mine. I like that she's sarcastic and she writes things from a woman's point of view, but she supports kind of what we guys say oftentimes about relationships and how we're looked at. And she's actually been removed from a lot of places. She now has to have a Patreon account to get support because a lot of web pages will not purchase her work anymore because they were getting complaints because a woman was writing things that were negative about shocking women. So this is anyway. Let me get recording on this because I don't want to get all in and then forget. She says women should regard men as transactions only. Yes, that's a good thing. Never settle for less. Obviously, sarcasm. She says, yes, ladies, it's 2020. We are all leveled up and will only settle for the top 10% of men. So obviously, the questions we need to ask upon meeting a man of substance are very specific. Namely, what can he do for me? How much money can he give me? How many cars can he buy me? How many luxurious bags and vacations can he give me? How good will his status and job reflect upon me? How jealous can I make my friends with the big rock he gave me? How can I make everyone want to be me? You know, if you go and look at the dating profiles right now, I kind of have to admit that's what it certainly seems like, that it's all about, hey, here's what I bring to the table. Me. That's enough, right? I'm a woman. Look, I bring various body parts. Okay, now what are you going to give me for it? And apparently some losers will step up and say, oh, okay. But the quality guys are not. As a matter of fact, we're all here enjoying our libations and not participating anymore. She says, time to reveal a big secret. If you view yourself as a parasite that is trying to leech off a man to extract maximum resources from him and then run, who do you think you're going to attract and run into? Do you really think that a man smart enough to reach great heights who's had to overcome lots of saboteurs and obstacles will not recognize who you truly are? Do you really think you can outsmart a wise man so much that you're going to bleed him dry while he offers you more and more resources? You know, if you watched my videos that I did about Tommy, you know, you've got after her supposed plastic surgery and with her makeup and everything, you would look at a woman like that and you say, she's attractive. And then when you hear the attitude and the condescending nature and the speaking down to you as a man, you would say there's going to be a ton of guys that are exactly what she doesn't want. The only guys that are going to put up with her are the guys that she doesn't want, which is guys that say, because some of you said this in the comments, because I read them, I'd smash it and then I'd never talk to her again. Or I might smash it for a weekend and then, you know, call her names and kick her out the door. Right. And that's exactly the type of person she's going to get, is very, very low quality men. Because a good quality man knows he has more to offer than just his finances. And he knows enough not to give away finances. Because really, you're just, at that point, you're a pro. You're just a pro with more steps. So what's when a guy looks up something on the web, finds a pro and makes a financial contribution and he gets a physical contribution, it gets a little intimacy out of that, right? That's it and you're done. You're out X amount of dollars and you've gotten the pleasures that you're looking after. Well, when you think you're just going to use a guy for money and he knows that, and so he says, all right, if this is going to be that kind of transaction, he's never going to respect you. He's never going to like you. He's never going to date you long term. He's never going to marry you. He knows what you are. You're a pro in a fancy girlfriend package. So smart men know this, which is why a lot of guys say, look, if this is the way it's going to be in dating, I'll just go get a professional. Because that way I can have a brunette and a blonde and a, you know, and you just go through the list, tall, short, thick, thin, whatever. You can change it up. And so that's kind of the point that I think that she's hitting here. And I think that's pretty smart. She says, listen, I get it. People like this have always existed. Exist, and will exist for as long as humans can survive. But it's undeniable that we have experienced a cultural shift which has set the new attainable goals for women. Those attainable goals imply that any average and severely below average woman should demand and is entitled by birthright to marry into financial royalty. Oh, man. And this is why I like, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would say that she is a he writing this article, but I've done as much research as I can, and it's a legit, not a chameleon, it is a woman. And so, and that's the thing that gets so much of us, so many of us guys, it's like you're literally bringing nothing. Every woman has bobs and vagine, every single one, barring some very odd circumstances, every single one. So what you, and those of us that have dated know that there are differences, but all of it works relatively the same. So what is it that you're bringing unique to the table? That would be your personality, your kindness, your intelligence, your sense of humor, your hobbies, the things that you like to do, the things that make us want to stay with you. Because I have news for you. The fun in the other room, at best, even when you're young and energetic, is maybe half an hour to an hour a day. There's 23 hours, you better be bringing something more to the table, but they don't see it that way. She continues on, insane female dating standards have created herds of miserable women who run around in circles asking where the good men have gone and why they just can't find the right guy for them. It's been drilled into our brains to never be happy or satisfied with our current situation, to always go out hunting for more and more and more. Who cares that you have found a funny and caring man with a heart of gold who is always there for you? Get more, go get better, go get richer. Yeah. And it's not, you know, we know hypergamy is a natural course of action in the dating world. We know this, but now it's actually being told that it's a good thing and you should be doing it. Go ahead and this is the new norm. And guys, as we see this, we're like, okay, here's the thing. I don't like the way the rules are changing, but I can navigate it. I'm intelligent. You guys are intelligent. We can get around this stuff. We know how to navigate this. How? You tap out. You say, nope, I won't get involved at all. That X amount of fun in the other room is not worth me giving up all these other areas of my life or my financial stability. She continues on, it's funny that standards for a man's heart, character, morals, ethics, and integrity are basically non-existent. I mean, who cares? It's only the things that create a happy, fulfilling, and wholesome relationship. But who pays attention to the fine print? It's irrelevant. No. The modern woman always only cares about his corporate status, car, bank account, and house because she's a smart woman. I also might throw in on top of that, you know, tall, six-pack, attractive. But here's the thing, that until women come around and understand this, that they're going to struggle. We'll be okay. That's the ironic part about all this. We'll be okay. Guys have gone through military battles. We've gone through the hardships in life. We've gone through a lot of things that are a lot tougher than having an empty heart, so to speak, not having any romance in our life. A lot of guys would like it, sure. But again, if we don't have it, we're not going to wither and die. We're more a physical, like I like to work with things. I like to work on math. I like to work on physical, tangible things. That's why men are engineers and not all men, but I mean, men are engineers. Men work with more tangible things like the STEM fields. And women are more into nursing and healthcare and childcare, and because they're more nurturing. We're okay being on our own, much more so than women are. And so at the end of this, the guys are going to walk out saying, man, I wish I had a relationship at one point in my life, or I wish I might have had a family, but it didn't work out for me. Oh, well. And women are the ones that are turning around saying, uh-oh, I'm not happy. I feel like I'm missing out. And with all this independence, women are also realizing, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to work the rest of my life. Guys, we know this already. We don't have any lifelines. We have to work the rest of our lives. Women didn't. They could marry and they could find a good guy and they could have a family and they would be at home with the kids and nurturing and raising a good household, which most enjoy. And the guy would be out there like chasing those promotions and doing well at work, getting those dineros and taking care of his family, which he enjoys. Well, now it's all about gals chasing. Here's the thing. If he's tall, man cannot change that. Wait. Oh, I'm not any taller. I might have grown a half inch in my beard with that, though. I'm not any taller. Can I go hit the gym really hard and get a six-pack? Yeah, you can, but your diet has to be on point, and no guy's going to do that for any extended period of time. It's too hard. I've done it. I got it. I'd like to bring it back every couple of birthdays to make sure I can still do it. But the diet is miserable. You're miserable when it comes to foods and counting calories and all of that, or just working out. It's tough. And then as far as good looking, you know, unless he's going to go pay some plastic that may end up making him look all janky and weird when he's 55 or 60 or something like that, can't do anything about the looks. What can we do something about? Like she says, we can do someone that has heart and character and morals and ethics and integrity. But though they're not looking at that anymore. So as long as that's the case, when you're feeling a little bit dull about things, this is how we're born. This is what we make of ourselves. And, you know, I sent an email to a viewer that was kind of feeling a little low about life. And I said, you know, in the world of the blind, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king because he's the only one with even a little bit of sight. And so whenever you feel that you're down because, you know, I'm not as tall as I'd like to be, I'm not as attractive as I'd like to be, I'm not as athletic, which you can work on to a good degree, but I'm doing my best at my job, but I just haven't got that next promotion, I'm barely scraping any money together, I'm never going to be financially well off. There's someone always that looks at your advantage or looks at what you have and says, I wish I had those advantages. You know, when I traveled to Thailand and the Philippines and Southeast Asia, there are many toilets that don't have running water. There is a water barrel there, and after you use the restroom, there is no toilet paper. So you're basically taking a scoop full of water and pouring it down your backside and cleaning yourself. And that rainwater is what helps flush the toilet. And that rainwater is what you use for toilet paper. It's not really romantic. And you can't drink water out of the taps. As a matter of fact, in a lot of places, there is no water that comes out of the taps. But if it is, you can't, like, they use plastic containers of sanitized water to do even their noodles and their soups with. And that's what they boil. And that's what you, and you can drink that straight away. But they also use that in cooking. So when you say, you know what, things aren't going so well and I'm so miserable and I'm unhappy, look next to you. Look the county over, the country over, the guy over there. Everybody's going to have a disadvantage. And so until women start looking at a man's heart and his integrity and his mind and his intelligence and his sense of humor and the other tangibles that he brings to the table, this dating is not going to get better for anyone. And so you can frustrate yourself over it. You can get angry about it, or you can say, hey, it is what it is, man, but I'm going to live my best life. I'm going to be a guy with good heart, good character, good morals, good work ethic, and I'm going to be the best guy that I can be in my situation. And if that's not enough to get yourself a woman, don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. It doesn't mean that you're not bringing the right thing to the table. It means they're not looking for the right thing from you. And as long as that's the case, you can go to bed at night feeling good about yourself, knowing you're the best person that you could be in this particular spot in your life, and keep striving to get better. And I hope that helps some of you that are having some rough days. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos and join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com if you'd like to read the forums and if you'd like to join in. It's a great way to support me at $5 a month. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, man, at no previous point in time could you say this as much as you can say this today. It's legit not me. It's her.